Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about your guest. I remember him watching TV in the 80s, so I guess I'm dating myself as well. You're excited about our guest.
I sure am. Scott Valentine, one of my favorite all-time shows, Family Ties, Mallory's boyfriend, Nick Moore, who you'll have to tell me, Scott, but some of your lines I remember as kind of being guttural sounds, actually. But you were fabulous on that show. And you've had this great career. Now you're going into something that is amazing that we'll get to talk about. But I have to tell you, you are the first and only person I have ever talked to who can say, man, I feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck and actually know what the feeling is.
You are absolutely 100% correct, Kim. And thank you kindly for allowing me on your show today. And Neil, thank you kindly for allowing me as well. I'm very appreciative. But yes, I did dance with it. Oh, sure. Thank you. And, you know, in regard to the truck, I did dance with a truck once. My advice to anybody is don't dance with a truck, because when they step on your toes, it hurts. And it leaves a mark, kind of leaves more than a bruise. You know?
Right. Oh man, I've had my Mack trucks in my life as a former professional wrestler, but I've decided I'm crazy enough, Scott, to come back at 51, being full-time professional wrestler, minor leagues in 29, I'm 6'10", and decided, hey, I'm going back into the ring. So I'll be hit by many Mack trucks in the next couple months when I make my comeback.
Neil, brother, we love you being able to conjugate verbs in complete sentences. Why are you going to go and let these people pound on you?
Because it's all about the brand, man. At the end of the day, it's about the brand.
And you're a very handsome guy. I'm looking at your picture right now, and we don't want to ruin that beautiful face. Come on.
I'll make sure I'm the one that's 6'10", 290 pounds. I'll take care of them. Don't worry.
You got to watch out for those little guys. You know, they sneak up behind you, and you never know. They may hop on you like some barnacle or something.
That's true. That's so true. Scott, you are amazing to me because, you know, you're about to launch your career. You get hit by a truck. It took you a couple of years to recover. I mean, it's amazing that you're alive. Absolutely amazing that you're alive, because that accident has to be in history as one of the worst ever that somebody has recovered from. And then you've had other obstacles coming your way. And here you are laughing and smiling and pursuing more things, and you're doing life. And I'm such a fan. After reading more about you and listening to things that you've talked about, you are just so resilient. Like, what is that in you that makes you so resilient?
Kim, you're so kind. You are so kind. Thank you so much. You know, I didn't want to be the guy after I was run over, and I was paralyzed for a bit of time, and doctors saying you'll never walk again. And I'm like, bullshit, I'm going to walk. I don't want to be the guy sitting in a wheelchair at 50, 60 years old and go, well, when I was young, and please, I don't want to discredit anybody that is confined to a wheelchair, but I knew that I had the ability, if I pushed, to get up and to be able to walk again. And then there are other plops of manure that have been dumped on my head, as I'm sure you've had, as I'm sure Neil has had. And we can choose to either be the person that falls off the horse, gets back up, dust yourself off, and get back on the horse, or you can sit there and be the person that wants to whine and cry and play victim. And I don't want to be victim. I want to live a life. I want to have, you know, I want to have fun. I want to go out and experience things. And I was very lucky to land the part that I did on Family Ties. I was extremely lucky to work with people like Michael J. Fox, Michael Gross, Meredith Baxter Burney, Justine Bateman, to have a guy like Gary Goldberg be the creator and the runner of the show. Extremely fortunate. But even after that, there were plops of manure dumped on my head. And again, you got to clean yourself off, get back up on the horse, and keep riding. And there are things which when I decided to get out of Hollywood and go into banking, there was the fool that I am, Kim and Neil. I thought when I got fed up with Hollywood, I was like, well, screw it. I'm going to go where people are honorable and they don't lie and they don't cheat. what a fool am I, you know? And but in that business, as in anything, we have to seek out quality people that are equitable people that are willing to meet us on the same plane and the same level that we want to be on. And I'm sure you guys have had that happen to you, and I'm sure your listeners have had that happen to them. And the thing they need to realize that when somebody treats you like dirt or like a piece of manure, that's only defines who they are, not who you are. And you need to know that when somebody's treating you like crap, that's their own perception of themselves. And you need to maintain and hold your sense of honor, your sense of self, and persevere through it. And that's kind of what Larry and I, to segue, I know we have limited time here, but Red Coral Universe, our new streaming platform, Larry's my partner, Larry Maestrich. Larry and okay. I met in 2015. We sniffed each other like a couple of dogs in the yard for 2 years, going, you know, because I had had enough, dealt with enough knuckleheads. He had dealt with enough knuckleheads. And it was like, can I trust this guy? Is he going to be honorable? And Larry felt the same way with me. And then we sort of grew to like each other. Then let's do a deal together. Did a deal, it worked out. We did another deal, it worked out. Then we said, well, let's form a company. And then as we're forming that company, the availability of content is going from cable and DVD and film to really streaming.
Correct.
And then when we said, let's make a streaming service, the pandemic hits. But also we had not one, not two, but three different coding companies that were inhabited by, again, inept knuckleheads. And instead of sitting there whining and crying, it's like we got to a company that could do what we need to have done. But still, it took about a year with them to be able to work out all the technological glitches. Because our streaming service, Red Coral Universe, it's ad-supported. But we want ads in a way that don't kill the viewer. You know, and I'm sure you guys watch other streaming services where you sit and it comes to... First, the commercial break is the worst time for the movie or the show.
Yep.
You're like, wait a second. He was just getting ready to tell her he loves her or he hates her, one or the other, and you guys cut? And now I've got 5 minutes of commercials. What the heck is that?
It's crazy.
So we, each and every film that comes, we, pardon me, Kim?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you almost forget what the cliffhanger was by the time the commercials are over. Yeah.
Neil, do you find that?
No, I find it all the time. I'm a streaming guy. Once I interview somebody that's on the stream, I just binge watch. And then when you're dealing with now more and more commercials, it's annoying as anything. You know, with Red Coral, when you said you started it with your business partner, and I have a great business partner in one of my businesses, a publishing company I own. I also own a marketing agency as well. And what I have learned is specifically enough is when you have synergy, you just go and you probably have opposite you know, strengths for sure, putting you guys together to create this. I'm just going to tell you right now, even we have a short interview, I'm definitely going to promote Red Coral and have other people on when you're looking to promote other projects. So we'll definitely have to stay in touch, work with INSP on a regular basis, NBC on a regular basis. And I'd love to stay connected during this interview, but what do you think your passion, what is your goal with Red Coral?
Our goal is to give independent content makers a voice, not only a voice, but to give independent content makers a fair share of the profits. What we do from dollar one is our split starts dollar one. So if we have your show on, okay, and say we split with you 75-25, 75 going to you, that starts right at the beginning. There's no ingestion fee. There's no onboarding fee. There's no carriage fee. There's no marketing fee. There's no media fee, nothing. That starts from dollar one gross. The other thing is we want to have a open door policy with every content maker. We've licensed about 10,000 titles. So that means about 6,000 content makers. Each and every content maker has met with us, talked with us, and still has our number that if they have a question, they have a complaint, they have something that isn't working for them, it's an open door. And we have our own ability to finance content. It's a very specific, very... structured manner in which things can be financed. It's not dumb, drunk uncle money, as I call it, but it's very, if you meet the requirements, here's the money to go make your next program. And let's build a universe, a Red Coral universe for the watcher and for the content maker. That's what we want to be. And I'd love to, Neil, somehow get in contact with you after this and talk about other stuff we're doing. Would love to carry your show.
I love hearing that with the TV end of things, because I have a TV show as well, and Kim does. So Kim has her own television show as well. I'll just go shoot your horn, Kim. Kim started out co-hosting with me, then she landed her own show on a network that has almost the same amount or as much syndication as me. So I guess I've not told you this, Kim. Some of my co-hosts, one went to ESPN, another went to WQED. I guess I'm pretty good at training people to become successful hosts. There you go. So I'll take it. And Kim has her nationally syndicated thing. Someone else just got with me now that wants to co-host with me. Hey, so I have that gift. But as a former pro wrestler, I know how to carry people. But Kim is way better preparing than I am. We are perfect. I do the follow-up questions, and Kim asks the greatest questions. And for her television show, you've been doing really well. So quick shout out on your TV show, Kim, and then we'll ask Scott his last question.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. Yeah. Heart and soul. So yeah, look it up. I love it. It's fun.
Heart and soul. Kim, how do you spell Sorrell?
It's S like Sam, O-R-R-E-L-L-E.
Okay. Got it. I was off one E with an O.
And we're gonna definitely connect as well, Scott. And I'm gonna promote all of your projects when you have different creators and all that. So we'll definitely set up another call. That's what the
power. Neil, and also what I want to do too. Love to, if you're getting back in the ring, would love to stream that. Okay, love to.
A documentary. I got to talk to you about it, and I'm fundraising that now. Oh yes,
yeah,
I love
brother.
It. This Let's all works it. Out. This is and the power for your of the listeners. Universe putting us together, man. And thank you, Art.
Exactly.
Series. I told Art, I said, you're the best kept secret in the world, but I appreciate it, Scott. You know what? Thanks again. Best place people can connect with you. Where can they go?
Just go right to redcoraluniverse.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of that page, there's a contact us. You can send me an email. The person who monitors that, tell them you want to get in contact with me, and then I'll reach back out to you. Okay.
All right.
Anybody that has any content that they want us to look at and see if they want to get on the streaming service. We it's open door policy here.
And I rep Kim as her marketing. So I will be reaching out on both everyone's behalf and trying to bring more and more as I'm working with another 24/7 network as well with pro wrestling. So we got to definitely talk, Scott, a lot of big things in the works, and it's a great connection, and thanks for stopping by.
I want to thank both of you for one, taking time out of your day, and two, allowing me into your world, and thank your listeners for listening. Thank you very much.
All right. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast, guys. Take care.